Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Right. It's 5-year mission to explore.
That good health care, baby.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell for Good, the international
call. Hail from the Neverland, presenting Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Happy African Our Story Day. It's going down each and every day right here live for the rest of this month. You know what I'm saying? Celebrating African Our Story Month. You know what I'm saying? And it's going down real big right here live on WDGE Radio, a.k.a. Record of Game Radio, with your host, Captain Smells So Good, because you know I'm in the building with that good when I'm smoking. You know what I'm saying? Oh. And, yeah, it's all about African history, man, you know what I'm saying, learning about colored people, colored folk, you know what I'm saying, and there's people of color, you know, and that's you have to say that, you know what I'm saying, because that's what we are people of color, and to categorize one person is just that is kind of being one-sided in your thinking, you know, so, you know, today is all about education. For the next 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying? These are quickies, just quickie advertisements, really. For the new website, you can check us out at www.trilateralradio.com. You're going to hear me say that forever and a day because that is the new home to where you get unlimited shows. We got unlimited shows. We got unlimited time. We run it how long we want to run it, and you get as much laughter as you can possibly handle. With no fear of, you know, losing time or the show gets cut off because we weren't scheduled out long enough or whatever. So come on that side and then check us out, man. You know, we all we live. It's trilateralradio.com. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Featuring, 186 Deuce on Mr. Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down for the 186 Deuce Worldwide Radio Show. Also, Starship Smell of Prize, you know what I'm saying, still flying up in that thing. Currently as the two top hosts, working on getting Mr. Seti Baby Powder Fresh J, who's on his own network, you know what I'm saying, collabed in, how we do it, you know, networking. And if you're interested in joining our network, man, and becoming a host, make sure you send your info to Smell So Good. Just Smell So Good at trilateralradio.com. And I'll get it, because that's direct, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Once again, Smell So Good at trilateralradio.com. And you go and check that out. Give you some African history facts. You know what I'm saying? Who is this calling me? You calling me at the wrong time. That's because he'd be all right. I'll be out there. And I got to head to the hood, educate some, you know, of my peoples. You know what I'm saying, about this month. Pass some information around, you know what I'm saying. I got, I know I had read this before on a past show, you know what I'm saying. So you might want to check that out. The 10 things that a black person should know. And I'm changing the wording around here to now to say, you know, that, you know, we're not black people, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, you might want to call me Mr. Amaretta Brown. You know what I'm saying? To change my name, people. I'm Mr. Amaretta Brown. Yeah, Amaretta Brown. You know what I'm saying? I'm over sophisticated. Yeah, so that's what you can call me in celebration of, you know, African Our Story Month. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. Come up here for a little quickie. You know, hopefully you stop by the website, register people, register. You got to register. It seems a little complicated at first, but once you register, you know, we send you updates and everything on what's going down and get you hooked up. So it's the best place to be. Start it out early, grind it out with us, and yeah, you know, This is what I'm handing out in my neighborhood. 10 Black Heroes. If you'd like a copy of this, I can send this to you. If anybody out there, I thought I sent this out before, though. I have to check my mail. But this is 1 through 10 talking about, at the top, Mr. Nigga Jim, originally from Angola, a.k.a. the Congo. He was the leader of the Stono Rebellion in South Carolina on September 9th, 1739. 25 slavers died, and 7 plantations were burnt to the mother ground, thanks to Nigga Jim. Thank you, my brother from Angola. In response to that, South Carolina legislature passed the Negro Act of 1740, restricting slave assembly, movement, and education. Nigga Jim could read, which made him dangerous. South Carolina was so afraid that for 10 years they stopped importing slaves from Africa, and later they imported slaves from areas other than the Congo-Angolan region. So when you run around, keep talking about nigga this, nigga that, well, you know why it just naturally rolls off the tongue. Thank you, Nigga Jim. You know what I'm saying? Also at the top, Mr. Nat Turner, named after a famous man I know, Mr. Daniel Thomas. Well, it's my daddy, you know. Right? October 2nd, 1800 to November 11th, 1831. He was the leader of the Nat Turner's Rebellion in Virginia in 1831 that resulted in 60 deaths. February 12, 1831, the solar eclipse was a sign from God to carry out a rebellion, which he started killing all white folks. He said he got a sign from God, and it said clear the people that's fucking with you. It's time to clear their ass off the map. So he took it upon himself to go ahead and do that. Yeah, his description is a 5'7" tall inch, 150 pound, large nose, yellow in complexion, and brisk walker. He learned to read and write at the young age. Deeply religious, was often seen fasting, praying, or immersed in reading the stories of the Bible, which is now labeled the Bible. The Bible. See, they put the B on it. They take the I out of it, so you won't understand that it's all about you. You know what I'm saying? That is what the Bible is all about anyways. Next on the list is Toussaint Louverture. May 20th, 1743. April 8th to April 8th, 1803. He was the leader of the Haitian Revolution. Stop, I say. I don't know what that means, but you know, it sounds good when they say it. He was the leader of the Haitian Revolution from 1791 to 1803. Killed close to 60,000 of the little short punk-ass dude, Napoleon, his troops, and 25,000 civilians. The French involvement defeated Napoleon's army, making him, Mr. Napoleon, cry. France was forced to sell Louisiana in 1803, doubling the size of the United States, and betrayed and executed by the untrustworthy French, who still owe Haiti money today after being formally invited as the victorious head of state to sign peace treaties. So, you know, that's how they're going to do you, people. Don't never trust your enemies. You know what I'm saying? Keep one eye closed and the other eye on your pistol. Oh. All right, then we got Mr. Denmark Vesey, originally Telemaku, 1767 to July 2nd, 1822. He planned the largest rebellion in the United States of America. That might be the next one. Purchased his freedom years earlier and was able to read and write and was a preacher. He was inspired by the Haitian Revolution during 1791. And the plan and result, slaves and free blacks must slay their owners and seize the city of Charleston, South Carolina. 131 men were convicted of conspiracy. Vesey's son was sent to Cuba. Well, ain't that a bitch? People, they took my beam, goddammit. So if y'all want to get beamed up, y'all got to go to trialhourradio.com. I'm just bullshit. Beam. There you go. Beam is not one of the three files that I've been allotted on the show.
They took it away?
Yeah.
Wait,
you
really? Things
like, maybe you only have three tracks on the show.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, how you feeling, lady? What's up? Happy African Our Story Month, or day, today.
Yeah, happy African February month to you, too.
There you go.
I'm still sick, not feeling too well.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I'm I ain't as bad as you now. I mean, we've been talking behind the off air people, and you know she's
off the scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're not as sick as I am, because I'm on antibiotics. I got a sinus infection. It's trying to get into my lungs, and I have an ear infection. My daughter, I had to take her to the emergency twice. She couldn't breathe. She had a severe lung infection and full ear infection, sinus infection.
Damn. Just when y'all was about
today.
To break. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. But how many killed? How many white people? You said.
Well, that ain't just white people. That's troops.
Oh,
he just
troops.
Killed
oh.
troops. So it could have been. Wait a minute. Are you talking about Denmark Vesey?
Yeah.
No, he didn't kill nobody. He planned to. You playing the largest rebellion, but they,
I'll tell you what, Block Talk, I can't even, I've been trying to get on. I'm in there, I can hear it off and on, it goes off and on. It's buffering, and I can't get in the chat.
Oh,
and
well,
then
you know, I'm on a controversial subject, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Block Talk always hate on me. But if you want this in clear vision, people, just go to TriLoudRadio.com. Coming soon, we will be up and running live shows. So don't even worry about this, people. Just wallow through the motherfucking mud with me. Wallow through the mud.
I'm going to step back and listen. You only got a few minutes left.
You know? Grand opening.
Exactly.
Grand closing.
Good old Block Talk, baby.
Hey, you got to love them, people. You got to love them. You know? Got to fucking love them. There are the only one of the two other tracks that they left me on here.
Thank God for miracles.
Hey, Shelly K made it through the storm, Shelly. You made it through the storm. So I gotta tell this computer lady that she made it through the storm out of over 150 tracks, people.
Man.
Shelly K is the only song, period, on the whole show that is allowed to be played.
I'm telling you, it's special.
So go on and pick that up for Valentine's Day, man. Go on, you know, support Michelle K.
Much luck.
It will definitely be welcome for her.
And they want you to pay for this. They want you to pay. I can't even get in the chat.
Supposedly when you pay $30, you can get in the chat faster.
Yeah, right.
You get turbo chat. For $29.95, you get your turbo chat, you get a working switchboard, and a working telephone. For free, yeah, we give you 12 kilobits of data transfer.
And three songs. That's beautiful.
Sign up now. But if y'all sign up, then it's here, man. And if y'all don't sign up to Try Lateral Radio and give it a try, I don't know what you're doing.
Coming soon to your internet near you.
You know? All right, so we got Three Finger Jack. Three Finger Jack was originally from the Congo, 1780s. It seemed like Congo was tearing some shit up.
I'm hearing it.
Yeah, I need to check them out when I go back, you know what I'm saying? Jamaican hero, he covered such a wide territory. That's the weak people. Territory that they thought he was thought to be omnipresent, meaning in many locations at one time. That's the bad motherfucker. Damn. Leader of over 60 men and women, he burnt plantations, killing their owners and sympathizers. He was 6 foot tall. A massive reward was posted by his enemies, the British, to have him killed. His religion, he was blessed by Obeya men, meaning men of God from Ashanti Hebrew. He carried his Abiyam bag and ram's horn containing medicine, guidance, and protection. Obeya made Jack invincible to whites. He was killed by Kwashi, later called Whatless John. Religions like Obeya and Voodoo strike the fear of God into the hearts of the wicked. Through the effective use of propaganda and lies, whites have convinced blacks, even to this day, to be afraid of the religions of their loving African foreparents, which is technically true. It's a taboo here, you know. But I do got friends that practice in voodoo, and I actually watched it, and it wasn't nothing all cutting up chicken heads and all that shit that you see, you know, fucking Steven Seagal movies and shit, shaking fucking rat bones and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, though. But then at the same time, you get to witch doctors and all that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they probably do something. They use, I guess, the elements they got around. But then you hear, hey, you can call on the fucking telephone and listen to some crazy motherfucker tell you, oh, yeah, well, the future looks bright for you. Just send me $9.95. And I'll show you just how bright. Hey, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Y'all don't want to kill nobody like that? I'm just saying. I ain't condoning it. You know. But I'm just saying. Lincoln, give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first 4 sharpening the axe. Famous words from Abraham Lincoln. We're actually celebrating his birthday the day after mine coming up. I have to call you back, T. You got 12 minutes. And that brings us into Abraham Lincoln. Why is he on the 10 black heroes that every child should know? Because February 12, 1809, he was the 16th president of the USA. He was the third black president. Yeah, they didn't want Miss Heavenly Angel to hear that. She would have probably popped her fucking cork. You know what I'm saying? They just dumped her off, people. And blog talk. Goddamn blog talk. It's all good. Let's get back into Shelly K, though. Since she's the only artist, Miss Computer Lady. Miss PC Bow. That made it. So tell Miss Shelly K she's the only artist that has made it out of over 100 plus artists that was all swamped onto this network. You know what I'm saying? She made it. Oh, okay. You know why they kicked you out, right?
You kicked me out or you didn't?
No, you know why Blog Talk kicked you out.
Oh, I know. They're messing with us.
Because Abraham Lincoln, and I'm running back, was the third black president. The 16th president of the United States. Yeah, he's the third black president. See, and they just don't. That's why when you look at the little gold, when you look at the coinage, he's the penny with the brown.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And all your coins got copper in them, though. All your coins are mixed with copper, people. Huh?
Sure.
Ooh. Copper was given strength. Silver by itself is weak. It's bendable.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. History, people. Our story. He won the Civil War and wrote the Emancipation Proclamation, freeing fellow blacks, which everybody around him was like, what the fuck are you doing? That's when he started to really question his ass, you know, about, I think we think this is really black. He talking about freeing some damn slaves. Back then. Dr. Leroy Bond, MD and historian in the book Black People, which we're going to change that, people. African people in their place in his story, our story, provides documented proof of at least 5 black U.S. presidents who passed for white. And this was back in the day. Oh, yeah. Official father, Thomas, was sterile from childhood mumps. His biological father was black. Bam! Put that up in your bow, 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 bow. In a physical description, a law partner, Herndon said Lincoln was very dark skinned, coarse hair, and his mom might be Ethiopian. And was nicknamed Abraham Africanus the First. Lincoln says, I don't know who my grandfather was, but I care more about who my grandson will be. Oh, the white man is slave. Huh? Watch out, people. And all y'all snow people, I'm watching y'all on the Weather Channel. You know what I'm saying? You warm y'all up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's 56 degrees cold. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Damn, I'm watching Roost Clay cave in. Damn, that's crazy. Damn. That's some scary shit. People, don't try to clean your own roost either. That's been warned against. Black dude, which, yeah, would seem that we wouldn't even do nothing like that, climbed his dumb ass up on the roof and fell through the motherfucking roof. Or fell through the skyline. I guess you forgot that one there. Yeah.
Oh, wow, I guess so, huh? That's crazy.
Yeah, but he came through inside with snow inside his house with fiberglass all on him. Yeah. So, keeping it moving, people. Just keep it moving. Al, who is this? Al Hanaton, 1300 BC, a.k.a. Amenhotep the Fourth. Amenhotep the Fourth. He preached gospel of peace 1,000 years before Christ. He was the first world leader to introduce monotheism. 2,000 years before the prophet Muhammad, he taught the divine doctrine of the one God. Sigmund Freud claims Moses learned the worship of one God from Akhenaten himself, which is incorrect, people. But if you don't believe me, go and read it for your mother himself. The Black Moors, who I covered on this show, you know what I'm saying, not extensively, but need to be, because without them, really, you wouldn't have kind of shit right now. Really anything. Thank you to the Moors. Africans who set up 17 universities. Yeah. Europe's first education system introducing mandatory education. 99% of Europeans were illiterate. Yes. Couldn't read their own facial features. Like, I didn't even know you was looking stupid at me. Yeah, yo. I was trying to make it sound bad. Anyways, only in Moorish Spain did you find female doctors, lawyers, and etc. They saved Europe from the Dark Ages. Moorish science and education caused the Renaissance and popularized bathing in Europe. For centuries prior, Europe held bathing in contempt, as they still do, because they only take baths once a week. You think I'm lying? Fly and check it out. And it's not a game. So, wow, that's crazy. Everybody call up on the radio for my 30 minutes of fame. Can't believe that. Where do they do that at? All right, we're going to keep it still moving. Yeah, they don't. They actually look at America as we waste water, so, you know. But America and the Moors. Abu Bakari, 1311 AD, sails to America with 2,000 ships 181 years before Christopher Columbus. Yeah, I don't call you. Fucking Christopher Columbus reported finding West African metal goods among the Native Americans. Pietro Nino, which is an African Moor, and the chief navigator, a.k.a. the leader on Columbus's first voyage to America. Yes, people. Moors did not believe in flat earth. They introduced a compass in Arabic numerals 0, 1, 2, and 3 to Europe. You have been enlightened. The professor Ahmad Baba of Songhai. Yes, this is in 1627 AD, way before all of this so-called American history, which only started 400 years ago. You know what I mean? They only have a day one. Yeah. Nobody can find day one in American history. Tell me day one. What started day one American history? They don't tell you that. They jump all into the hundreds. You know? The this hundreds and that hundreds. Like, they've been here for thousands of years. Bullshit. Got a speaker of him. Mr. M. Hotep himself, 3000 B.C., was the first multi-genius in history. He is the first father of medicine. 2,000 years before Hippocrates. You know, Hippocrates is considered the Western European father of medicine. That's why doctors take the Hippocratic oath. I will do no harm. And then they kill you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I didn't say I was going to harm you. I was just going to kill you. Right. The world's first doctor, engineer, and architect to be known by name. He built the world's first medical school in Memphis, Egypt, called Asclepion. He wrote the world's first treatise on medicine. He wrote the Edwin Smith Papyrus, containing over 90 anatomical observations, 48 injuries, ailments, and cures, way before any of this old Western crap. He talk about they did this or did that. Among many millions of other accomplishments, he was able to diagnose and treat more than 200 illnesses and diseases. He knew the functions of vital organs. He was able to raise some of the recently dead through the medical use of snake venom. He was able to perform surgery, and people remind you yourself that this was back in 3000 BC, way before Christ and all the other stories. Able to perform surgery, able to treat gallstones, tuberculosis, appendicitis, arthritis, and the gout. He understood the blood circulation system, and 4000 years before European scholars did. He was known to be Joseph from the Bible, who was sold into Egypt. Worshipped in Greece as Asclepios in the form of a black African. Oh, yeah, and this is just a bonus. Haile Selassie, July 23rd, 1892. His Emperor Majesty, Sovereign of Ethiopia. He was crowned the King of Kings. Niggas in Amharic. Just think about that, people. You got to think about changing your language. You got to speak different languages. That's why I teach languages here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to pick that back up, too. You know what I'm saying? Because, damn language barrier is apparently down. And we need to bring that back up. So, you got 90 seconds. I give you all of the 10 black heroes. Shouts out to all those guys, man. Thank my heroes. All of them. You know what I'm saying? All of them. So make sure you guys tune in all week, all month long, right here live. Mr. Goofy Boom is in the building. African Hour Story Month, facts and knowledge, you know what I'm saying? Giving it to you. We're giving it to you right here live, Record of Game Radio. Make sure you go to www.trilateralradio.com. Sign up, people. We need you to sign up. We need you to register. Sign up. We need to fill that thing on up. We got our sponsors. Shouts out to Biz66.com for holding it down over there. And all the support. Mr. Cyanide for the extreme hard work that he's doing on the site. You know what I'm saying? Much love to you. And everybody supporting us. Thank you, Ms. Heaven Angels, for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? It's my sidekick ready to kick somebody in the head. But she's doing it slowly right now because she's sick. So you want a slow kick in the head, you know. Yeah. Make sure y'all tune in again, 347-237-5125. It's all the way live up in here, people. You know what I'm saying? We're getting it in, my friend. I got to get out here on the block. Actually, do a couple of more updates and posts to the website. So, y'all check us out. Yeah. I'll be trying just to see how the VIP overtime work. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, all over.
We still get old hour shows? Oh, shit. They only cut it to an hour. You sons of bitches. Take that. Take that. Take that. Wow, wow. Yeah, that was interesting on Lincoln. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't teach that in history books, do they?
Yeah. Teach the parlor. That's what I call the parlor trick. Of
on Blog Talk now.
Oh, you
Blog Talk is cut.
And the thing about the coins, you know what I'm saying, this is what, you know, the little stupid cats come out of the masonry hall. This is how you know, a first-time masons, first, whatever they want to call themselves, are just starting to get on their path of learning.
Illuminati?
Well, no, I'm just saying, these are just cats that, you know, just like myself, but I just, you know, that's not my type of path. We all on the same path, you know what I'm saying? It's all about a path of enlightenment. Just people just use their enlightenment for sometimes the wrong purpose. Once they find out, you know what I'm saying, how to manipulate certain shit. And that's all life is about, manipulation. You know, that's all life is about. You know what I'm saying? And it's just learning higher ways to manipulate another motherfucker. That's all it is. So right now they manipulating the whole goddamn world through a fucking television tube. So you got to get fucking brainiac right now. You know what I'm saying? To outthink some shit like that.
Ooh.
So the first thing you can do is turn the motherfucker off, and you've just outthunked. Now, the second thing is the feeling that missing information, though. You just can't sit around and look at a blank screen. And, you know, so you either got to get the fuck out, or you got to fill something in, you know? So that's what this is. This fills it in. You got radio. Radio came along, but then they tried to play with your mind with the radio back in the 50s with the War of the World shit. Fucked everybody up and tried to scare everybody off of radio so they wouldn't listen to radio. Because they already knew how powerful it was. It's mass communication to the utmost. How more beautiful can you get to reach somebody a million miles away without having to send them old... And then you just tap tap, and it's right there. You know, so that's just the age that we're in right now. It's just a beautiful thing, people. It's just a beautiful thing, you know. Wow. All right. So this is what we're gonna do, people. Make sure y'all come back in, tune in. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure you tune in. Actually, I think I'm just gonna ride out. We're just gonna ride out, people. You know. Let's just ride out. Let's just kick back talk. You know, this is what I'm going to do for y'all. I'm going to do this special for Miss Heavenly Angel. I'm going to give you the nutty news. You know, I'm going to do that. Oh, yeah. Come into the VIP hour, people. You know what I'm saying? Right here live. Starship Smelly Prize. Make sure you check us out, www.trilateralradio.com. Can't stress that enough, people, to sign up. You know what I'm saying? And I will know, because I am helping moderate the site. So I will know. You know what I'm saying? If you do, don't. You know what I'm saying? Alright, so check this out. Let's go here. We over here in England, people. Da, 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 da. I don't know why I'm saying that. Turn on for Afrikaans. Wow, I can view this in Afrikaans. That's hard than a biatch. Oh, Headless Ghost forces theme park to move right. Move it? Right. Bosses at a British theme park were forced to move a new ride after workers reported seeing what appeared to be a headless monk staff building to ride at Thorpe Park near London encountered several strange phenomena, including the ghost and reports of objects being moved. A paranormal detection agency called in by park bosses to carry out tests found that an ancient burial ground or settlement could have been disturbed. Paranormal expert Jim Arnold, who carried out tests at the site, said that results were picked up immediately with orbs, ghostly images in photography, and Ouija reaction results being strongest around the side. People, I don't have any awards either, so. If you want awards, you know where to go. www.trilateralradio.com. Yeah, I have to keep throwing these fucking commercials in there so y'all get the fucking picture. You know what I'm saying? Get your ass over there. Yeah, get your ass over. Get over there. Trilateral Radio. Get over there. That's what I'm talking about. Ow. Over here in Texas, a pawn shop in El Paso, Texas, is selling more than $9,000 the right index finger of Pancho Villa. Yeah, one of the leading figures of the 1910 to 1917 Mexican Revolution. Years ago, someone offered us this finger, and though we didn't know if it's the real thing or not, we thought it was interesting and decided to reserve it here in our shop. David Delgadillo, manager de Davis, de Dave's Pawn Shop in El Paso, said. The body of the man born Jose Doroteo Arango Ararambula was decapitated 3 months after his death, but is not known with any certainty whether one of his fingers was also cut off, according to Texas historian Fred Morales. Elodido Pistolero de Pancho Villa. $9,500. In Iowa, hungry man rammed van. God damn, Taco Bell, y'all getting busy. Versus the damn, probably should have probably rammed it because they were selling fake meat. Fucking fake meat. Ram. Police in Iowa said a man who rammed the vehicle in front of him and rammed the vehicle in front of him. Oh, okay. Rammed the vehicle in front of him. At a Taco Bell drive-thru, was frustrated by his long wait time. Police say they responded to a call from employees at the restaurant. Thomas Daly, 25, was arrested on suspicion of drunken driving, assault with a dangerous weapon, and third-degree criminal mischief. Daly rammed his pickup truck into a van, then got off his vehicle and yelled at the other driver and Taco Bell employee. He rammed the van 3 more times, shoving it out of his way in the driveway line. He was at the drive-thru window when the police arrived. He would have been a kicked-ass motherfucker. Shit. You would have hit my shit one time. You would have just had to push that bitch out the way, because I would have pulled your ass out that motherfucker and beat your motherfucking ass. That's all that would have fucking happened. Damn, poor music. Gordo. Shit. Over in Pennsylvania, employees are fired after forwarding Obama email. Oh, that's fucked up. They got a picture of Obama on this beach. Say, look, I found a tarball. Oh, that's fucked up. This is in Pennsylvania. Lawsuits were filed against the Centers for Rehab Services by two employees who were fired over an email comparing President Barack Obama to a tarball washing ashore in the Gulf of Mexico. The company said the email was inappropriate, but the employees said they were just expressing their political views and were wrongfully fired. Showed an image of Obama walking along a golf beach with the caption, "Another tarball washed up on the shore." The lawsuit said the email led the company to fire Deborah Bonanno and James Sprung, who received the email and forwarded it to coworkers. Why? You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off. Oh, here in Colorado, it was a mistake. Pharmacy gives pregnant woman abortion pill. Yeah. In Colorado, she is 6 weeks pregnant, and when she went to the pharmacy to pick up an antibiotic her doctor had prescribed, the pharmacist gave her an abortion drug by mistake. Okay. Let me be right back. All right. Oh, man. What the hell? Marina Silva might lose her unborn child because of the prescription drug error. I took it because I thought it was mine, Silva said. Silva said the pharmacist at the Fulton Fort Lupton Safeway gave her the prescription of methotrexate. Methotrexate is used in chemotherapy regimens to treat cancer, but it is also used to terminate early stage pregnancies. After she took it, Silva started feeling nausea. Damn, that is fucked up. Damn, that's fucked up. Over here in Florida, woman fails to watch paint. What? Fails to watch paint sniffing child. A 35-year-old woman was arrested after ingesting prescription painkillers, falling asleep, and then allowing a 7-year-old boy in her care to wander out unsupervised. The child was placed in the state care after neighbors said they saw the child huffing paint. A neighbor reported seeing the child walking with a cloud of smoke around his head while huffing from a can of spray paint. Where do y'all get that shit from, people? Good old fucking marijuana. What the hell do you get sniffing some goddamn paint from? Still in dumbass Florida. Jesus, people. Teen playing with guns shoots himself in the groin. Yeah. Orlando teen begged police to call an ambulance after shooting himself in the testicles. I shot myself by accident, the dumbass 17-year-old boy said. Get an ambulance. The unidentified teenager, just because of his age, freaking dumbass, was lying on his bed watching TV and playing with a 9mm pistol when it fired. I was trying to tie the gun around my leg, he said, describing the accidental discharge. The bullet went through the scrotum and lodged in his right upper thigh. Orlando firefighters took the teen by ambulance to Winnie Palmer Hospital for women and babies. Because that's where your dumb ass should be, you little bitch. What kind of shit is that? Wow, they're just racking them up, aren't they? Still in Florida. Discussion after religion turns violent. Like it does most times when you talk to Christians. Oh! Look, I just swung on myself. A St. Petersburg man stabbed a man in the neck after learning he was a Muslim. Wow. And is now being charged with a hate crime. An arrest affidavit states that 52-year-old Bradley Kent Strott, who is pictured and looks like a racist, like I would know what one looks like, and the victim had been talking about religion. When the man told Strott he was a Muslim, investigators say Strott grabbed the victim by his shirt and stabbed him with a pocket knife. The victim required medical treatment. Religion gone wild, 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 wild. On the next Wreck of the Game Radio. No. Over here in Germany, Bosses Los. Romantic stunt ends in tragedy. Man, that's fucked up. Romantic gesture went tragically wrong. in the German state of North Rhine-Westphalia when a man fell to his death trying to affix a sign on a motorway bridge to mark the 10th anniversary of his relationship.